USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits in the 2 months since coronavirus took hold in the U.S. has jumped to nearly 39 million, according to the Labor Department, even as states from coast to coast gradually reopen their economies and let people get back to work. More than 2.4 million people filed for unemployment last week in the wave of layoffs from the business shutdown that has brought the economy to its knees. The number of weekly applications has slowed for 7 straight weeks. And the continuing rise shows that even though all states have begun reopening over the past 3 weeks, and the outbreak is still damaging businesses and destroying jobs. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said over the weekend that U.S. unemployment could peak in May or June at 20 or 25%. Unemployment in April stood at 14.7%, a figure unmatched since the 1930s. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. PowerMall.com.
Some researchers claim tens of thousands of lives could have been saved had the nation taken action sooner, and USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
The federal government started recommending that states adopt stay-at-home orders and social distancing guidelines in mid-March, but the Columbia University study suggests that the U.S. could have saved nearly 36,000 lives from COVID-19 if that action had been taken just a week or two sooner. The study focused on infection rates in metropolitan areas and suggests that early action could have avoided more than 700,000 cases of the virus up to May 3rd.
With just over a week to go before the official start of hurricane season, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is warning of a very active season to come. The forecast from the Climate Prediction Center calls for a 60% chance of 13 to 19 named storms, where the normal is just 12. 6 to 10 of those could become hurricanes, and 3 to 6 major hurricanes are forecast. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Actress Lori Loughlin and her husband Massimo Giannulli have agreed to plead guilty to conspiracy charges in connection with the college admission scandal, according to the Department of Justice. They're the 23rd and 24th parents to plead guilty in this case. Loughlin has agreed to 2 months in prison, a $150,000 fine, and 2 years of supervised release with 100 hours of community service. Her husband has agreed to 5 months in prison, $250,000 fine, and 2 years of supervised release with 250 hours of community service. As more and more college athletic departments cut their sports programs, the financial wreckage due to the coronavirus pandemic is becoming pretty clear, and that's without even factoring in a $4 billion loss if the 2020 football season is canceled. University systems have suffered hundreds of millions of dollars in losses thus far, which could grow even more as decisions are made about whether to return students to campuses this fall. An array of cost-saving measures have been implemented 100 days from the scheduled start of the college football season. The Mid-American Conference, for example, announced multiple scheduling changes. Cincinnati dropped its men's soccer program. Old Dominion cut wrestling. Furman shut down baseball and men's lacrosse. Bowling Green cut baseball. Central Michigan terminated men's track and field. And Akron announced it's eliminating men's cross country, men's golf, and women's tennis. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.